Disgusting. Disgusting.
I was going to say like 8 max.
I was going to say like 3.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Interesting Discussion Sometimes. It is the Regular Boys back again with an emergency podcast due to unforeseen circumstances, but we're going to make it work the best that we can. I'm Christian, here with Tarun, Haran, and Harsha, as always. And as I said, this is a unique circumstance. We usually don't do back-to-back solos, but given some unforeseen circumstances and just kind of dropping the ball and on my part, you know, we're going to make it work. So I've put together this entire podcast. These guys have no idea what the fuck is going on, which is not how we normally do things. Usually I'll collaborate and I would come up with an idea. But not only did I come up with it all by myself, I had a little bit of help. Now, this is something we've talked about before on the podcast. Artificial intelligence, AI, ChatGPT, something that we've all used a lot. So before we get into what I've come up with, I was wondering, I think we talked about it, like I said before, but, you know, how much do you guys use ChatGPT on a daily basis? Like, I personally use it at work, like, kind of limited. Like, I really, because of some of the work that I do, I can't put a lot, I only use, like, the language aspect of it, and so I can't put a lot of sensitive data into it just because of the way that it can regurgitate data elsewhere. So I use it to just kind of summarize documents that are public-facing and that kind of stuff. So I don't get to use it as much as I would really want to. I've used some other AI, like Gen AI in Adobe. They come out with Firefly. This is their AI engine. But yeah, so I don't get to use it as much as I would like to. But, you know, Haran, what about you? I know you're in a customer service role, more or less, with your company. Do you get to use AI as much as you'd like?
I don't use it at all, actually. But I know they're going to start using AI within our software. I think that's, like, in the works, like, for, like, future releases. But for my job, personally, I don't make much use of it. I guess I could just use it when I'm responding to customers, but I kind of like my way of, I guess, like, talking. So I kind of just don't really use it, but
fair.
Yeah. How about you, Tarun? You use it?
Oh, I guess even you guys.
I still got work in school, so.
I use it every day. I make it every day. I am AI.
I am.
Tarun AI.
No, I at work, I don't get to use it that often because it's, like, blocked. So I sometimes, like, I'll have my personal computer open on the side if I, like, need to think about how to write, like, a piece of code. And then I'll, like yeah, I don't put anything from Capital One into anything. Yeah. And then for school, I use it pretty much every day.
Are the teachers aware of this? Or, like, do they care? Or
so, I mean, like, I don't use it for, like, discussion posts and stuff like other people do. Although I might start doing that because for some reason I got an 88 on a discussion post the other time, like last week, which was fucking stupid.
It's like not AI enough.
Yeah, like everybody else is using AI and it's stupid. Anyway, I mostly just use it for like coding purposes. So like there are like different Python libraries that like have different functions for stuff that I'm not honestly fully aware about. So I'm like, hey, like, is there a Python library that does this, this, this? And it's like, yeah, here you go. So I'm like,
I guess like it's a faster way of just like bypassing like the API, the dictionary and stuff and all like the information that you need.
Yeah, exactly. It's a much better Google. Because I could just be like, don't just tell me what it is. Like,
implement
give me the code. Give me the code. And then I take that piece and put it in the bigger puzzle.
Harsha, I know you must
use it. Harsha's too smart to use AI, bro.
Oh yeah, he's using advanced AI.
Nah, I use it almost every day too. We're allowed to use it at work, and then school stuff too. Just like asking their questions, like, "Hey, what happened in this case with this random company? Like, tell me about it." And then just like gives me like 3 bold things with sentences after. It's helpful. And then we also use GitHub Copilot, which just auto completes code for you at work. So it's been great.
Do you think all our jobs have become a lot easier, like with ChatGPT becoming like a bigger thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What industry do you think AI like ChatGPT is gonna like not make obsolete, but kind of like reduce the workforce? The first, like, what's gonna be the first industry where it just kind of like pushes the human aspect out of it?
I feel like services, man, or like customer service, like. I mean, to an extent, I guess, because like there are people where like you call in, like, and if you hear like a clear bot speaking to you, I feel like you feel less engaged, and you're like, I don't think I'm gonna get the help I need. And you kind of want someone like on the human end, like saying the same word that the bot is saying. But in terms of like getting to the point and like not beating around the bush, I think AI can do it better than any other human, most likely. So I don't know. I guess you kind of have to like remove the stigma around like bot customer service, I guess, for it to become a bigger part of it.
OpenAI essentially made their own like Siri, if you want to call it that.
I did see that.
And it included like the way that the bot speaks, the AI speaks, has ums and likes and ahs.
Make them more human.
So human. Like, I think you honestly wouldn't be able to tell. Like, I think for sure if we plugged in all of the audio that we have from this podcast into there, like, we actually don't need to be here to record anymore. It's that, like,
and this is why this is the last episode, guys. Yeah. Of just us being. It's actually kind of on tangent, but like the Sidemen who we like kind of follow is a YouTube group, and they just uploaded a video saying like they have something big coming up in the horizon where like they're not going to be part of the channel as much anymore, but like they'll still be like around the scenes. And what you just said, Trun, made me think like, what if they just like have like an AI like version of themselves like already being developed, so that like they're kind of like telling them what to do, what to say, but like they're not part of it. That could actually be a reality, and we just don't really know. Kind of weird.
The only thing with that I would be not skeptical of, just like interested to see, because like over time, like using them as an example, like they've changed a lot in the last like 10 years, right? So like, because AI will base it off of like all the data that it has, and it can like foresee things, but like human development from like where, let's say, all of us were like 10 years ago to now, like would it be able to replicate like that trajectory of how we change like as people, and like how we change like how we talk, our mannerisms, all that kind of stuff, to like
that's true
the next 10 years? Like, I'm not saying it's like a positive or a negative, just like I don't know if that could be replicated in a way by AI, like just the way that obviously it wouldn't be perfect, but just like small changes in somebody's like, I don't know, attitude or like the way they perceive things.
I think it would help a lot in the legal space. All those documents that they have to parse through to find stuff, like, you know, watching Suits, I know a lot about that stuff, and, you know, half their jobs gonna go away.
They still bill it to the client, though?
Oh, of course, yeah.
you start billing computer power instead of, like, computing power instead of, like, actual, people.
I saw this clip of these two kids that made a website called, I think it's called like I have an essay due at midnight and I haven't started.com or something like that. And I think it's just a ChatGPT wrapper, but you can pay like a few bucks and just get an essay written for you. And I think they make it in such a way that like it kind of bypasses some of like the checks that Canvas and all this stuff have to see if it's AI written. But they're making like 100 bags a month, which is crazy. Really cool.
Yeah.
Last thing that at least I have on this is that, Trun, you mentioned like the OpenAI Siri. I don't know if it was OpenAI. I think it was that came up with basically a real-time translator. Basically, they have, I don't think they have like a full like dictionary of languages or however you want to call it. Because I know that somebody, because I was thinking about, because we were going to Croatia. We are going to Croatia in a couple of months. And obviously, none of us speak Croatian. It's not near any language that any of us know. And so like being able to speak English into the thing and have it spit out Croatian. I know they have something similar, like probably already, but like it's further developing into like, it was like a real time, like say it into the thing and it'll spit it back out. And then vice versa, like the guy he was responding to would speak back and then spit
it back out. I think the new Galaxy has like that implemented. I don't know if it was AI generated, but like they have that in their new, like a big feature in their phone.
It's kind of cool. I guess you can get a Galaxy now. Fine. Now it's okay.
Unfortunately, I just got the one last year, so I don't think I'll be getting it. But when I get it in 3 years, it'll be more insane. It will just be coming out of me. I'll be saying it. I'll just be speaking Croatian. It'll just be like programmed into me.
Yeah. Maybe that's something we can implement on our travels this summer. I mean, we're not going, maybe Croatia actually, but we're not really going to like super niche places where they won't speak English. So maybe we won't get a full chance to use it, but never know. Could be cool to experiment with something like that.
But, we're so blessed that we speak English, bro. like it would make travel so hard if you're like from a different country and like going around.
Kind of crazy. Yeah. Just thank the colonizers for taking over so much of the earth beforehand.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah. okay.
Actually, how does this fit into the game that you've been plotting?
So I don't have a game.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess you could classify this game. Basically, I use like maybe 6 or 7 prompts on ChatGPT to come up with things to see like if it could replicate like crazy, whatever. I don't know. There's not really a real way to describe it. Basically, we're going to start off by playing real or fake. Okay. So first section I have is film titles. And so you're going to tell me whether they're real or they're fake. Okay. Mm-hmm. And all of the fake things in this entire episode have been generated by ChatGPT. So I may have had to rewrite a couple of prompts to get them to fit in with the list a bit more, because sometimes it's hard to get those prompts out. But
will the movie title come with a synopsis, or were you like supposed to just like guess off of it?
That's later on, actually.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I have foreshadowing is I have a movie title and then I have a real and a fake description, and you have to pick which one's real. That's later on in the episode. Stay tuned, guys.
All right, let's start off with Wonder Woman. Is it a real movie?
Let's start off with indie film titles. Is this a real or a fake title? Now, do you guys want to work together or do you want to work individually?
I think we're better together. Yeah. And that's why we should work separately.
Let's work together.
I don't want to work together.
Okay. First title, Squid Jamboree.
Oh, that's the A24 film, right, Turin? Came out like 2 years ago.
Magic. I think it's real, honestly. I don't think you would start on a
Squid fake. Jamboree. Yeah, I think it's like starring like, you know, like Timothée Chalamet, like early.
Are they guy in Squid Games?
Yeah.
Just like the old guy who got like arrested for like sexual abuse or whatever.
Squid Jamboree. What the hell would that? What the hell does Jamboree mean? Is it like party?
Yeah, it's like a kid's store.
I don't know nothing about that.
I think a jamboree is like a music party.
It's a squid party. Like Shark Tank. Like what are the fish tails? Yeah. Or what is it? Fish. What is it?
What's the movie called? Yep. Shark Tank is not fish tails.
No, sorry. I was thinking fish tails. I'll say real.
Hooks? You mean fish hooks?
No, the movie. What's fish hooks?
Fish hooks is the Disney TV show.
Never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a little bit past our time, but.
Of course you would know it.
What does that mean?
We're going with real, Christian.
I don't want to know how you got this conclusion, but you are wrong.
Damn it. It sounded so weird.
So let me set the scene a little bit more. So I have 10 fake and 10 real. And so there's going to be 10 total questions. And so for the one that you, this is a fake one. And it's not a real one that it was made off of, but I'm going to tell you a real one. And then, like, when you get a real one, I'll tell you a fake one that it also came up with that's not part of the game. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, a real one that I did not choose is The Lobster, which sounds just as fake as, like, anything else. So, I think this is to show that it did maybe an okay job. Some of the prompts later on, it did not do a better job, but this one, it did okay. Now, the next one. Holy Motors. Is that real or fake?
Holy Motors?
Yes.
There is a lot of white people in the US, and where most of the white people are is in like the middle of the US.
Yeah, this is like an Indianapolis-based movie.
Right.
Yeah.
So Holy Motors, you think about like Christianity, Irvine. You think about NASCAR, put them together, that's like a white people like cash grab right there.
Right, right, right.
So
produced by Lucas Oil. Yeah. I'm saying real.
I say real as well.
Yeah.
It is real.
Hell yeah.
It is from 2012. It looks like a horror film.
Right, right, right. Just like we said.
Well, how much NASCAR is in it though?
It's a fantasy thriller. I don't know. It looks weird. Look it up if you want. So a fake one that it came up with. Neon Noodles, which just sounded really fake, so I did not.
Yeah, it's too big.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So next we have Under the Skin.
Under the Skin.
I feel like he wants us to think it's real because it sounds real, but I think it's fake.
From the creators of Holy Motors brings you Under the Skin. I don't know, man.
Under the Skin. What could that be a movie about, Harsha?
Sebastian the Lobster.
The Lobster. The Lobster returns in Under the Skin. It's
actually the same. Yeah, I think it's fake.
Feeling kind of real to me, but I'll stick with you guys. No, we're going with fake, Christian.
It's real, and apparently Scarlett Johansson is in this movie.
What?
What?
Black Widow?
Was this pre-Lucy or post-Lucy?
2013.
It's like around Lucy, right?
100 best movies of the past 10 decades? All right, yeah. Whatever.
Damn, it's another horror movie. Cooked. 2013 science fiction film directed by Jonathan Glazer, written by Glazer. ScarJo as an otherworldly woman who preys on men in Scotland.
I kind of want to watch this. Did you put a Scottish accent on for this movie?
It has a 6.2 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm a Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Another fake one that it came up with is Galactic Groove.
That's it. Some of these are these, like, yeah, why, yeah. Why are they all like something alliterative at the beginning and like, yeah.
Well, on that note, do you want to use this in your guessing or not? The next movie title is Whispering Walls.
I'm sensing like a horror theme.
Yeah, all these are horror movies, bro.
Whispering Walls.
It's real.
Why?
Why?
Because it's not alliteration.
But the fake ones have alliteration too.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I decided to pick this one now.
I think it's fake. I don't think you would alternate like this.
Harsh is a smart guy. Definitely smarter than Tarun. I'm gonna go with the real.
It's fake.
Yes! Yes!
A real movie. I don't know how to say it. It's like Sign a
Whispering Dodge. Walls.
Oh. The New York is a real movie.
What?
S Y N E C D O C H E.
Wait. S Y N E
C D C D O A C H E.
All one word?
Yeah.
What is that? Sinachdo? What?
Synecdoche.
Synecdoche?
Oh, synagogue.
I think it's a synecdoche.
What does that mean?
Fucks with the brain.
It's not a word.
City. Oh, I assume it's a city because it's formatted like, you know, like New York, New York. It's got like a comma after the thing. So, anyway, the next one you have to figure out is Tideland.
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 All is one your drinking noodles, sir.
By the way, I looked up synecdoche because I was interested. It's a noun. It's a figure of speech in which a part.
Oh,
it's what Harsha just sent to me.
Harsha AI beat you to it, bro.
Pretty much in the definition of reference is Cleveland, which I'm sure that's what Harsha sent it.
Okay.
Go Cards.
It's a figure of speech in which a part is made to represent the whole or vice versa, as in Cleveland won by 6 runs, meaning Cleveland's baseball team.
Synecdoche means Cleveland's baseball team is what I got from that.
Why is it in New York?
Because when they played against the Yankees.
Tideland.
Tideland? I actually know this movie. It's real.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you watch it?
I never seen it.
Oh, okay. When did you hear about it? Tell me more about it.
I've seen it somewhere. It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound a fake.
It went from saying like you've seen the title of saying like I just think it's not fake.
I love it with this dude bullshit.
No, I've heard this before. I've heard this before.
Wait, I've heard okay, that I'll go with before. You. Yeah,
I trust you.
Fake. Okay.
Israel, yeah.
Damn it!
I told you, bro. Come on.
You do bullshit. Yeah, yo, did you actually hear that?
No, I heard that. Why would I say that? Why would I say that as my reasoning if I haven't heard it before?
So when this movie came out in 2005, are you going to back that up 100%?
Who's in this movie?
You don't know about Jeff Bridges, bro.
That's a pretty big actor.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, you would know about this movie, bro. It's It's about two parents who are drug addicts trying to raise a child. Sure you know about this movie, man?
Are you trying to insinuate that my brother and sister-in-law are drug addicts?
Why'd you go to them and not your parents?
Oh. I forgot my parents were parents. I thought it just existed. Nah, you know what? I just looked up Tideland, and the first thing that came up was a show on Netflix that's called Tideland.
So I think that's maybe why. Yeah. Nice. That's what works.
This is another fantasy horror movie. I think ChatGPT got some internal issues you need to work out, but anyway. Pixel Pioneers, sticking with the alliteration, is the big one.
Pixel Pioneers? What the fuck is that? That sounds like me and Harsh's Lego League team from back in the day.
That'd been a good name, dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, the PP.
You don't know what we were instead, our team name?
No, what was it?
Lego Stormers.
Who came up with it?
It was the whack kid's mom.
You guys didn't.
Our shirt was like a storm that was raining Legos on the back of this t-shirt. Yeah, that's kind of
nice.
You should remake that merch, bro. That'd be crazy.
You still have it?
No, if you washed it one time, it came off.
the storm washed it away.
I think I still have the shirt at home, but there's just no print. It's just a blue shirt.
Pixel right, Pioneers.
We got.
Wait, do we didn't answer, right?
What do you mean? Fake. I just told you that was the fake one. Like that goes.
Oh, that was the fake one. Oh, sorry.
Next up, we got Cosmic Kaleidoscope.
Cosmic Kaleidoscope. Was cosmic spelled with a K?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now take that into your consideration.
Real.
This is a fake one, man. This is so.
It turns on a hot streak. I got to ride with them.
Yeah, I think.
But actually, I'm also on a cold streak, so maybe I should go against them so that keep the balance.
It's fake.
Real. You're welcome, guys.
It's fake.
Shit. I told you, bro. You're welcome.
We've got a rubber, which I actually, now that I read it, I think I know that that's about like a tire, I think. It's like a horror movie about a tire. I feel like I've heard about it somewhere before.
It's called Rubber?
Rubber, yeah. Or it's about
a lot of horror movies, man. A lot of horror movies.
Yeah, where's like the nice cuddly movies?
Yeah, Rubber is about a homicidal car tire.
I want to watch it now.
It's a 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's not bad.
Homicidal car tire.
Yeah. Now that I remember, yeah, this is like a notoriously like one of those movies that's so shit that it's good.
It's
I think.
Good. Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got you gotta use your knowledge here. Electric Echoes.
No, this is fake, bro.
Fake.
Real.
Yeah, it's fake. We have the Greasy Strangler as the real one.
How did they get my nickname? It's...
All right, now I'm gonna test you really hard. Jungle Jive, is it real or is it fake?
The fucking alliteration dude just pissed me off.
Why are they all like jive, jamboree? Like all they're all like
they like throw you dances. Off. Like it's like a fun.
What the fuck is this?
Just a jiving in the jungle. Real.
No, it's fake, bro. Come on. Don't waste our time.
Yeah, all right. You pass the test.
We caught on the chat, bro.
Swiss Army Man was the real one, which sounds like a normal ass movie, to be honest.
I heard that one.
All right, next up we got Bellflower.
Yo, that could be real. That's real, dude. That's real.
Trust. Fake.
Haran, stop this.
Dude, if I choose real, it would be fake, bro. Exactly. I'm just going against the truth until we get it right. It's a team. It's about the team, not about me. What are the odds we actually watch one of these movies?
True.
I would watch Rubber.
I want to watch Rubber, honestly.
No, I'd be down to watch the ScarJo movie.
Why?
Why? Because of her?
No. Because it sounds good. She kills Scottish men in it, bruv. Yeah, you know. Yodel.
Oh, yeah. This movie's
so does Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman does not kill people. She just fucking lollygags and shit and fucking flies everywhere.
She what? Wonder Woman what?
Lollygags.
Crazy.
And finally, we've got the double.
Real.
I think this one is trying to throw us off. I think this one's fake.
Fuck.
Ron, you have to make a choice, actually.
Harsha, you always go with two, dude. Change your answer. You're ruining the team dynamic.
Wait, why do you think it's real? Double.
Dude, the double sounds like... like
because
someone's like...
this is probably like a sequel to the single.
What's the single?
The whatever that word is for the Cleveland baseball team.
I'm gonna go with real.
Haran.
Don't put this on me.
Put you've this on. Made a correct answer.
Let's go.
Yeah, dude.
It, indeed, like, the sequel to this, the single.
I don't fucking know. It has Jesse Eisenberg in it.
Oh, that bastard.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. As we started this, I realized that the alliteration was like really, really, really prominent. Moonlit Melodies and Velvet Vortex are the other two that it came up with, so that's why I tried to.
Yeah, I love alliterations.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Do we think Jesse Eisenberg is a good actor? Just want to throw that out there.
No, he has no emotion, bro. What the fuck?
But you think that, like, do you think like that's purposeful or that's just him? He's just playing himself.
Nah, man. Even in interviews,
I should fuck off. Pretty dead. Wait, she keeps letting me bring bad shit, but fuck off.
I don't know who this guy is.
You don't know who Jesse Eisenberg is?
I don't think so. I didn't look
it's a social network, Mark Zuckerberg.
That guy? Yeah.
Oh, Lex Luthor, more famously known in the Batman.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
All right, Christian, take us to the next part.
Yeah, so that was the first game of Real or Fake, and we had indie film titles. Now, a game that we played long time ago, rapper crap type thing. We've got only five different lyrics. And you have to tell me if they're real or fake.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, you may actually know, or maybe you don't. I want to see your peacock, cock, cock. I want your peacock, cock.
Real.
Yes, it's the peacock latest ad on TV, I'm pretty sure. Real.
Mm.
Yeah, like Premier League Sundays. That's what they say before it.
Yeah, I think it's real too.
It is real. It's by Katy Perry, which is why I thought you guys might know it.
What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is in a junk. What's it? War. She says that like
no,
in, like,
it's called Peacock, the song.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Is it an E.T.? Oh.
Is she saying that to
wait, E.T.? Wait, she says. Katy says cock? When did she ever say cock?
Bro. I mean, as we learned the last time we did the game around ChatGPT, things could be incorrect with some of the responses they give.
True.
But I'm going to take it for the benefit of the doubt. Next up, we got, I lost my heart in a game of tic-tac-toe. Now it's trapped in a grid with nowhere to go.
Wait, can you like perform it so that I can get a vibe?
No, because, you know, if I know the song, then, you know, it doesn't.
That's but like fair. Like can you just say it like how you would? Not like how the song would.
What do you mean by that?
Sorry, I looked at Peacock by Katy Perry. This song's crazy, dude. This came out in the same album as like Teenage Dream and like California Girls.
I never heard it.
She said, I want that jaw dropping, eye popping, head turning, body shocking. I want my heart throbbing, ground shaking, show stopping. Are you brave enough to see me to let me see your peacock? Don't be a chicken boy. Stop acting like a biatch.
Peacock and biatch is the craziest AB rhyme scheme. Well,
that is the most like 2010 thing I've ever heard.
Why did this one not come on radio, bro? What?
What do you think, Ron?
Can you repeat, please?
So unprofessional. I lost my heart in a game of tic-tac-toe. Now it's trapped in a grid with nowhere to go.
Ooh, that's a bar.
Welcome to the fucking podcast, man.
That sounds like a Lady Gaga song.
Sounds like ChatGPT.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound kind of a little too perfect. Let's have some fun. This beat is sick. I'm trying to like get into my Lady Gaga to see if it's her. I'll call fake.
It's in fact fake.
They should use that, dude. That's a good bar.
It sounded better before I read it out loud. When I read it, I was like, oh, yeah, it's not bad. Reading out loud
did not. Yeah, but it's all about the delivery, though. You know, we're not like, we're not doing slam poetry out here.
Too many, what do you call it? Like triplet things at the end, like tic tac toe, nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a rubber duck king in a bathtub throne.
Rick Ross. Rolling
over bubbles in a kingdom unknown.
This is a fat motherfucker, Rick Ross.
Rubber duck king.
Big fake.
Why?
What does that mean?
Wait, can you say it again?
I'm a rubber duck king in a bathtub throne, ruling over bubbles in a kingdom unknown.
Ruling over bubbles.
I'm a rubber duck king. No, that doesn't sound like something like Ruckus said. Yeah, I think it's fake.
No.
I'll go real.
Haran, you're back on your streak of being a fucking idiot, man.
Damn.
We've got the unicorn's existence is a beautiful lie. Screw all the children who wish to believe.
Real.
Who's screwing the children?
Can you say it one more time? The unicorn?
The unicorn's existence is a beautiful lie. Screw all the children who wish to believe.
But I don't give me believe.
I don't need the artist. I just know that ChatGPT won't produce a bar that doesn't rhyme. Probably.
Fair. Hey, how should I know this ChatGPT?
Why are you taking all the fun out of the game, dude?
Imagine sweating over a game like that. That's crazy. Yeah,
imagine thinking logically.
I'll go real, I guess.
I'm going real.
Yeah, it's real. It's by, first of all, you didn't say screw, he said fuck, and I knew that I couldn't use that. I knew ChatGPT.
Oh, this is a Christian bar. It's a Christian bar.
It's by a band called Ninja Sex Party, who I don't know them personally, but I know who they are, which is, they're a comedy band. They're not like an actual band, per se.
Oh, like Lonely Island?
Oh, that's great ball knowledge. Except in a weirder than
Lonely Island. Oh, Akon and Lonely Island?
And Akon.
Next up, we've got I'm a hologram lover. In a digital sea, swimming through pixels of ecstasy.
Real.
Dude, that's a Wayne bar for sure.
I was just watching Harsh's face the entire time.
That's real.
Real.
Yeah, this is in, what's that pixel movie that we just said we were talking about?
It's
in
Pixel,
Pixel Peepers? Or
Poison? Poison? Pixel, yeah.
Let's go, ChatGPT fool somebody, let's go!
Fuck. Sounded real.
Kind of. Yes, that was the most believable. I'll read some of the other ones just so you get a feel of why I didn't choose them. Speaking of ones that don't rhyme, my pet rock left me for a diamond. Now I'm stuck singing love songs to a lump of granite.
That's something like fucking Hank Rowan.
That's Patrick Starr.
That's kind of funny, actually.
Actually, you just... This one's just funny. I traded my soul for a bag of Skittles, tasted the rainbow, lost in the riddles. I fell in love with a ghost in a haunted house. Now we waltz in the shadows, silent as a mouse. Yeah, that one is very obvious. To be honest, I don't think I mentioned this. Like, it also came up with all the like real ones as well. I was like, oh, give me a list of 10 or whatever, right? So I actually did produce the word fuck, but like not on its own, just from getting it
off. Right.
Pee on your face while you're sleeping. Pee on your face while you're sleeping by Blink-182.
That's
real?
Yeah. That's real, yeah.
Dude, they were doing Haran, remember at Coachella? What were they saying about their penises?
Oh, yeah, but that wasn't part of the song, though.
I know, but...
Whoa. Yeah, they were like, they were just like talking about like dick size or something, like just like... Almost like a third, like two thirds way through the performance. They're just like joshing just
in
around.
Between songs. Yeah. I can draw your penis, dude. I've seen it so many times. I've seen your dick. So
yeah, man. 90s bands, bro. It was a different era.
I've got genital warts and it burns when I pee.
Okay, well, what's the bar?
And then I cut my wrist and black my eyes so I can fall asleep tonight or die.
What's the bar? What the fuck? That one's like actually characteristically Christian.
Hey, what band are these? Are these like mainstream band?
The first one was NOFX. I don't know who the fuck that is. Noft. This one is Hawthorne Heights. Never heard of them either.
No.
That just sounds like a ChatGPT band name, to be honest.
Lincoln Heights.
And then there's the Christina Aguilera, I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. You gotta rub me the right way. So yeah, those are some of the other ones it came out with. So very strange. However, moving from song lyrics to artist names, I've got five again, and you've got to tell me whether they are real or if they are ChatGPT generated. But before we do that, we're going to run to an ad, not ChatGPT generated, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, time to get into the artist names. I got five here, and you got to tell me whether they're real or fake. If they're real, I will tell you the artist description afterward, should you want to know. But I cannot give that information up at the front. First up, we've got Echo Abyss.
That's an artist name?
Real. I mean, sorry, fake.
Wait, what? The fake out.
What the fuck?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I'll also give two answers. Fake, I mean real.
Echo Abyss.
Are they spelling it all correctly? That's important.
They are.
Okay, okay.
Any apostrophes?
Fake.
No. Very, very
fake.
Very real. Normal English. It is fake. I can't add anything because they're not real. So we'll move on to
the real one.
No.
Real.
He caught him out.
Lock
him. He's going to change the order now.
Psychelectric. It's all one word.
Psychelectric.
It's like psychedelic.
Yeah. Psychelectric. I don't know.
Yeah.
P-S-Y.
Real.
C-H-E.
Psychelectric.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like psychelectric and then like these overlap.
Real.
Real, bro. Real.
Trust. Real.
Real.
It's fake. Let's go.
Damn. Never should agree with you guys.
Always next.
Next up, we have horror, but all of the R's are nines.
Wait, what? Horror, but
H nines? Horror. So the artist name or not name is H-O-9-9-0-9. And then in parentheses, it says pronounced horror.
Pronounced horror.
Right. Yeah. Real. This is like 6 lakh, but it's actually black, which is why I think it's real, because ChatGPT can't read numbers and letters together like that. Only humans can.
That's great logic. I'm locking in fake, Christian.
Yeah, I figured that was. I assume, Harsha, you think it's real?
Yeah. Harsha knows it's real, bro.
Yeah. Harsha would know it's real because it's a punk rap duo known for their aggressive sound and confrontational lyrics. Right up Harsha's alley.
It does sound like Harsha, dude. It does sound like him.
I also don't think that the nines look like R's, so I don't think you can even read it like that.
Ho nine.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Shlomo.
What?
Kyle Anderson. Shlomo. Shlomo.
Real.
Or Shlomo.
I think it's real.
Fuck. Fake.
What you guys are saying?
It's real because it just doesn't mean anything. It isn't a word. It isn't anything that, like, ChatGPT can't come up with something novel.
Wrong, why'd you switch, bro? You were got it right. You fucking idiot.
Whenever me and Trin go against each other, it works out for the team. So. Oh, wait, fuck.
No, Harsha picked fake. Right? Fake.
God yeah. Damn it, Harsha.
Bastard, sorry.
He's an electronic music producer known for his atmospheric beats and glitchy soundscapes. Last one. We have had two real and two fake so far. Who will be the tiebreaker? Cyber Vandal.
Bro. Come on.
I have to double check and see if Vandal.
This is fake through and through, man.
Fake.
Cyber Vandal? That sounds like something someone would come up with if they weren't cool.
That's probably like ChatGPT.
Are you gonna send shots to somebody?
Dude, if your name was Cyber Vandal and you make music, just stop.
End your career.
Yeah.
What was the lyric? Cut your wrists and what? What was it?
we're not running it back.
I'll go real.
Yeah,
the betterment of the team.
The thing is that I don't use ChatGPT a lot, and I see Harsh's point. All of the ones I highlighted to originally say, alliterative. We've got Lunar Labyrinth, Entropy Echoes, Dystopia Dreamer, Feral Frequency, Synth Siren. I mean, I wasn't going to pick most of those anyway, but like, still.
ChatGPT's got to up their game, bro.
Maybe I have to pay for the, like, what is it? They have like 4.0 now. I'm only using 3.5 or whatever.
Yeah, it's an update that they haven't implemented yet.
Yeah, not for the free version, at least. Ones that I also came up with that I think you guys would have known or at least heard of is, Grimes is pretty popular because she was married to Elon. JPEG Mafia, you guys may have heard of them. Death Grips, you guys may have heard of them as well.
Yeah.
And then Vez Tumor, YVESTUMOR. And then I came up with a couple ones that I've not heard of, like Sophie in all caps, Aphex Twin, APHEX Twin, Clipping Full Stop, and then Arca, which was one I was thinking about using, which is a Venezuelan. Now we'll move away from the real or fake real quick, and we'll go to 10 facts that are like 10 world record facts that are weird. And so you got to give me the number in these world records. Now, these are not fake. These are all real. But, you know, ChatGPT came up with all of these fake, all of these world records. So you got to tell me what the number is. And I can give you some options if you want. But we can also just, you know, go through them and just like kind of guess and see who gets closest. We won't keep score. We'll just, you know, kind of go through them quickly because there's 10 of them. And, you know, we don't want to drag it out too long. Get to the main event at the end of the episode, which is the movie descriptions. So. The longest fingernails in the world. In 2008, somebody... I feel like all of these I read in like Guinness Book.
I had to skip. I think this is the blue one, bro. The blue one, like 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
So, in feet, which is fucking crazy and disgusting, how long did this person get their fingernails to be? By growing them out.
I should know this, like, given how fucking often I put the Guinness World Record on my goddamn reading log, like in like fifth grade or sixth grade.
So I'll give you a range. Is that fair?
Yeah.
It's in between 20 and 40.
That is crazy.
Holy shit.
Feet?
Which is fucking disgusting.
I was going to say like 8 max.
I was going to say like 3.
20 to 40?
That's fucking disgusting.
It's got to be in the middle of that, right?
We're going at the team, right? We're doing a team answer?
Yeah, we're like 33.
Yeah, 33.
Should we go on you think it's in the higher range of the 20 to 40?
Yeah. Because it's like a...
Like, once you're at 20, like, might as well go to 30, right? Like,
no, right.
But also, like, they curl up, right? So it's like a... It's like a ball of string.
I don't
want
to think about this. I don't know why I did this one.
Sure, 33 is fine.
Yeah,
I was thinking like 27. Really, I was thinking 27. Nasty.
28. It's 28.
28. That's pretty close. Yeah, that's disgusting. I read a couple of these and I didn't read that one and I should just taken it out. That one's nasty, dude.
Do you think she cut it or he? Was it a she, right? Or is it he?
I don't know. You know, I didn't...
Well, that's not assuming genders anymore, but... Do you think they cut it after the other person to like get their record for them, or like they got the person to come look at it? How the fuck do you cut
whatever,
it?
Whatever, whatever led this person. You need a chainsaw.
Yeah, chainsaw.
Whatever, like led this person to go down this path of like I'm gonna grow out my nails 28 feet. They got problems. Next up, let's move to one that, you know, really hits close to home for Harsha. The most Big Macs eaten.
Wait, Harsha has a world record?
No, it's Big Macs. So this person, I also feel like, you know, now that I'm reading these, like, a lot of these probably were in the Guinness Book of World Records. Most Big Macs eaten, like, I think it's throughout a person's lifetime. And, like, this record started in 1972, I believe, because it says since. And so I'll give you another range. 28,000 to 33,000.
Harsha, this is, like, one of those, like, fucking, like, CGVT, like, consulting questions where they're like, hey, estimate the size. Like, yeah, how many gas stations
are in the U.S.? Before he gave the range, I was going to say, like, 46. But
or something. 46.
Can you scale it down based on the range? Can you scale it down based on the range we have now?
46,000.
46,000.
Yeah. I was gonna let's go with the 31.
Should we reason? He said 1970. I'm assuming this is probably since like what 2010 or 2015, probably the fact, right?
Yeah, you can eat three a day.
You can eat three a day for
that's like 1,000 a year.
Yeah.
31.
Because I'm assuming Well, is this person dead?
And you only eat two.
Is this person dead yet?
I don't know.
Wait, is this like an exact number or is it just like rounded to 1,000?
It's rounded to 1,000.
Okay.
31.
I'm okay with 31.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's 30, so you were close. But
damn. Wow.
One we can all relate to, maybe a little less so nowadays.
Is he still alive?
He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be.
Or should he shouldn't be. It's crazy.
Like I don't know if it's actually a good thing. If he's alive, like, is that a good thing because he has like survived it, or is it not a good thing?
Like he would survive the apocalypse.
That's a scientific feat, bro.
He's like a cockroach, bro.
There's no way to have more problem from that.
Hey, funny you should say that one. Stay tuned later. We got one related to that. But next up, we have longest time spent playing video games.
Oh, we set that record yesterday, guys.
In 2012, this guy from Australia set the record for the longest game marathon by playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2. For, I'm going to round it up a little bit just so it's easier for you to guess. The range is...
Oh, no. Is it more than like 5 days?
Yeah, the range is between 124 hours.
Oh, okay.
And 145 hours.
Bro, what?
I'm 36.
Why?
How many is that, six days?
You already gave like a 20-hour range. Like, we're close enough.
I feel like most likely this dude probably stopped on like a 24-hour mark. So what is a multiple?
So 144 or 120? Oh yeah, 120 is not in the range. Yeah. So 144. Yeah.
That'd be six. That's 6 days.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude. How do your eyes not just fall out of your... Wait, you're fucking...
Well, when that was happening, like, they would always stream, like, first person to get to max prestige. But usually they do that where, like, they'd, like, tap in and out with, like, three different, YouTubers or whoever. Well, like...
I guess we'll...
You used to tap in and out with two different dudes, huh?
I guess we'll... I guess we'll lock in 144 hours. That was wild, bro. Are you gonna take that?
Yeah, you the three dudes I tap in and out with, bitch.
I rounded up 136 because it's 135 hours and 50 minutes, exactly, which is crazy. Like, I consider myself somebody who plays a lot of video games straight. That's crazy. That is just insane. Go back to the bar about rubber ducks and like being in your throne or whatever. Charlotte Lee from the UK holds the record for the largest collection of rubber ducks.
100,000.
How many do they have? It's between 5,000 and 10,000.
Oh, that's lame. Dude, that's fucking rookie numbers, bro.
Where do you store all those fucking rubber ducks? Do you just need a storage unit?
What the fuck counts as a collection? Why can't I just order like 20,000?
Wait, you gotta store it. You gotta like keep it.
Yeah. Why don't I order just 20,000 in boxes from like Alibaba? Then don't I get this record?
Yeah, then why don't you?
Sure, I will.
Let's go back to Truman's question. Truman was asking a question yesterday, like how much could you spend in a day, like given your like financial limits? Would you spend it on fucking rubber ducks to beat this record?
Nah, dude, this would cost me like $20.
to order 20,000 rubber ducks?
Yeah. Tiny ones, yeah. Tiny ones. They make tiny ones. It would cost me nothing.
I'm sure there's a part
of the... If I went straight to the source, to these Alibaba
people. But the fucking pond.
Are they ethically sourced,
bro? Ethically sourced? What are you talking about?
Are they ethnically sourced, though? Ethically.
I'll go with... Wait, you said... What was it? Five to...
Harsha said eight. It's between 5 and 10.
Has Harsha been right yet?
Yeah, I said 136 for the hours.
Yeah.
Four.
I'll go with... Seven. Wait, is it a round number? Like 8,000, 7,000? Like four?
It's an even thousand.
I forgot.
Oh, so it can only be 6, 8, or 10.
It's not an even... 9.
I think... Oh, that's weird. Yeah, I think 7.
Cool, it's 8. Harsh is right.
If we average our answer to 8 and the team, we get it right.
We get team.
All right. This is the most recent one, which makes me not question it, but it's kind of weird that they're all like from like 2015 or behind. This one's from 2021. For most piercings on a person's body, this person is from Brazil. And how many piercings does she have on her body? Now, the range is, again, between 5 and 10,000.
What? There's no way.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Nine.
That's disgusting.
Throughout, sorry. Let me. Maybe this will. Like,
is that possible? Help it a little bit.
Most piercings in a lifetime. So maybe they got things re-pierced. That's the only thing I can assume.
Nah,
how the fuck do you even count
where's
that?
Where's the room?
What are you talking about, dude?
Someone literally just fucking went there and just, brother, just stared at a body, just counted.
Imagine they go to the airport, bro. That's like fucking like TSA violation, bro. They can't go through any of the metal detectors, like any of that shit. Yeah. So
6.
Okay.
I'm gonna say 9 because clearly they're extreme. You know, so
9K.
Fuck, I can't average it, can I? Oh, I can't.
You can. You'll be wrong, but you can.
I'll go with 5.
All right, it's 9. It's 9. That wasn't even... Yeah, it was in the range. Sorry. 9K. Good job, Trun. That's bonkers. This one I remember seeing in, like, maybe it was in a reaction video or something. The longest time spent balancing a lawnmower on somebody's chin. Now, I'm going to round this to an even minute. This is between 3 and 7 minutes.
6.
4.
3.
It's 3. Yeah. It's 3 minutes and 1 second.
Crazy.
A full size lawnmower on your chin is like...
That's insane strength, bro.
This one is definitely in the Guinness Book of World Records. The farthest milk squirting distance from the eye.
Dude, that was in like iCarly.
Yeah, this is from 2004, this world record. We could beat it. We won't, but we could. I'll round it to feet. It's in between 5 and 12 feet.
6.
9.
8.
9 feet and 2 inches.
That's crazy.
Now, going back to the one we talked about, I alluded to earlier, cockroaches. This is a record set in 2001 with most live cockroaches simultaneously in somebody's mouth. The number is between 6 what? And 16.
Oh, that's not that many as I thought.
12.
16.
14.
11.
Yo, we could beat that.
Ew.
Just dude, because 11, you can't do something doesn't mean you should do something.
Oh, so if you buy the 20,000 rubber ducks, I'll take cockroach.
Wait, that's such a better deal for
you.
No, I can just return them.
You can't return your mouth to the way it
was. Yeah,
that
can just end my life after, you know, but I'll be in the record books. So.
Oh, yeah, wait, does it have to be a live body?
Oh, yeah.
A live body? Just do it.
All right, we got 2 left.
Imagine you just put it down. Yeah. Blacked out first thing. And like, there's like a guy like watching my body. Like, you think, no, he wants this. Trust me.
Because then you also get the world record for the first posthumous record.
Posthumous. Oh, God.
All right, we got 2 left. This one is a little southern, if you catch my drift. Most people cracking a whip simultaneously.
In 2015. You probably know this.
I see the answer right here.
Cushion's history, Cushion's history's books, bro. He knows
this. Isn't South Dakota, okay? The South Dakota.
Yeah, they have their own world record book.
How many people cracked a whip at one time? And I'll round this number up. And it's between 250 and 500.
What the fuck?
400.
Oh, watch me whip.
Of our greatest men.
I say 250.
350.
Yeah, that's what I rounded it to. It's 349.
Bang.
I don't want to talk about that record anymore. Largest gathering of people dressed as penguins is our final world record. In 2015, there was a fundraiser in the UK, and between 600 and 900 people dressed up as penguins. What is the world record? And in this one, it is in increments of 25.
775.
750.
725.
625.
Dude, what happened to Happy Feet, bro? Why do they stop making them?
Because they got sad.
They're too busy at this conference.
Those are good movies, man.
All right, as final, like a honorable mention, I had it come up with a skit. Like the last time we did our skits, like we had ChatGPT come up with a skit, and it was pretty shit. And I did it again, and it was also just as bad, and so I'm not using it. But I made it about a kid who attended LeBron James at I Promise School. And it just didn't hit. Basically, the child had to drop out of college.
Wait, ChatGPT made you drop out of college?
I mean, no. I told him that like they've had to face repercussions from going to I Promise. and like the first line was, "Oh, I let LeBron down."
Oh, sure. Would you enroll? Do we ask somebody if you enrolled your kid in I Promise School?
No, I wouldn't.
That's not, but then, like, how do you like? Doesn't that contradict everything you tell your kid about LeBron's legacy and greatness?
No.
Oh, okay.
As teased, we have the final game, which may take a little bit longer than I first intended, but I'll try and read through them as fast as possible. Oh my god. I just realized that rubber is on this list. All right, so we have 9 instead of 10.
Wait, what? Can you just tell us rubber's premise? Just like real quick.
Okay, this is the real one. A surreal comedy horror film, whatever, about a sentient tire who goes on a killing spree in the desert using its psychic powers.
Psychic powers? What the f- All right, interesting.
Yeah. The fake one is a moving drama about a young boy who forms an unlikely bond with a discarded rubber tire and embarks on a cross-country journey to return to his rifle owner.
ChatGPT thinks people fuck ties?
It's a boy. Like a young boy.
What
you talking about? Anyway. All right, so you got to tell me whether they're real or fake. We'll try and blow through these as fast as we can. We've got Eraserhead. Now, is this movie about a charming comedy drama about a quirky inventor who creates a device that erases embarrassing memories from people's minds, leading to unexpected consequences? Or a surreal horror film following a man as he navigates a nightmarish industrial landscape and confronts his fears and anxieties?
Oh, God.
What's it called again?
Eraserhead.
2.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of horror themes, so I'll go with the horror one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It is about, I mean, so it comes up, the trouble here is that in the real description, it comes up with people's names, like, oh, this is directed by, and all that kind of stuff, so...
Mm.
It didn't do that for the fake ones, even though I tried to get it to. Anyway, Begotten. Is it an experimental black and white horror film depicting a surreal and grotesque creation myth inspired by religious imagery? Or a whimsical fantasy adventure about a young girl who discovers a mysterious book that brings her drawings to life?
It's Begotten?
I think it's I think it's two, because Bogop. I think I've heard of this movie before.
Yeah, Doodlebop.
Facts. Yeah, I guess we're locking in two as a team.
I'm glad you heard of this movie before, because it is not that.
Oh, shit.
True, no.
I think there's a different movie that has that premise, though. Pre-Mice.
Post-Mice. Posthumous. The Holy Mountain. Is it a delightful fantasy about a group of adventurers who embark on a quest to find a legendary mountain? Or an avant-garde film exploring themes of spirituality, enlightenment, and the search of meaning through a series of surreal and psychedelic vignettes?
I hope it's the first one.
Second one.
Two.
It's two.
Yeah. Never watched that. Yeah.
Tetsuo the Iron Man. A cyberpunk body horror film following a man who begins to transform into a grotesque metal creature after an encounter with a mysterious metal fetishist. I did not read these ahead of time. An action-packed thriller about a skilled mechanic who builds a robotic suit to fight crime and protect his city, facing off against a rogue gallery of villains and blah, 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 you know.
No, so Iron Man.
First one.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah, the second one's kind of generic.
Yeah, I think so too. One.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully the rest, I should have vetted these a little bit better before. But I think it's done a better job on the, if you read the first draft of the descriptions, it was literally every third, or like 7 out of 8, 10 of them were like, they used the same word to describe, like begin every description. It was like, oh, a fantasy, blah, blah, blah. And it was all the same thing. So I had to do a lot of drafts. I can't pronounce this film. Un Chien Andalou. A surrealist short film direct.
What's the director's name?
Number six. How soon? Japanese horror comedy film. Known for its bizarre and surreal storyline involving a group of Skrull girls who encounter supernatural horrors in a haunted house? Or is it a delightful coming-of-age tale about a group of friends who spend a summer vacation renovating an old mansion only to discover hidden treasure and forge lifelong bonds along the way?
What's the movie called again?
Houseu.
Houseu?
Second.
Houseu. H-A-U-S-U.
Houseu.
I think because it's cultural, I think it's one.
I feel like the second premise sounds like a movie I've seen, but I can't put a name
That's
on it.
That's second. Summer. It's something of summer. Kings of Summer.
It started in the summer.
Oh, Christian knows that song? It's first, I'll go with number one, I guess. Just because number two sounds like a different movie.
It is, in fact, number one. Rubber. Fantastic Planet. Is it an animated science fiction film set on a distant planet inhabited by giant humanoids who use humans as pets or pests? Interesting. Or a thrilling adventure about a group of explorers who crash land on an alien planet and must navigate through a series of challenges and encounters to be able to come home?
First one.
Why?
Because I think ChatGPT is creative to make humans as pets.
Oh, don't worry, give it like 8 years.
Yeah. We'll be their pets soon. I'll follow Harsha's line of thinking.
I'll go two for banter.
I fucking hate this guy, Harsha, man. He's so aware and so knowledgeable. Let's see if we can trick him on the last two. The Forbidden Zone, a heartening fantasy adventure about a young girl who discovers a hidden portal to a magical realm in her backyard and embarks on a quest to save the kingdom from an evil sorcerer, or a surreal musical film featuring a bizarre and twisted fantasy world populated by eccentric characters and musical performances.
First one.
What?
Why did you say why? He's got shot a fucking rock in it.
Dude's writing his coattails, man.
And for Harsh's reasoning,
Christian asked to make it a musical, you know. It's, I don't think. I don't know. Musical Part 2 is a little sketchy.
You don't like musicals, man?
Only Disney ones.
You know Malcolm La La Land?
I didn't watch it, actually.
Gasp. I'll go with the first one as well.
Oh, if you like Disney ones, you should watch The Lion King.
It's kind of wasting our time. We fooled Harsha. Let's go.
Nice. This
is the second one. And okay. The last one, Happiness of the Katakuris. Is it an enchanting musical about a family of aspiring chefs who open a quaint restaurant in the countryside and must overcome various challenges and obstacles to fulfill their culinary dreams? Or, I don't know what they mean by this, but a Japanese black comedy musical directed by Fuck.
Oh, directed by Fuck? Yeah, he's produced a lot of movies I've watched.
Following the misadventures of a family running a rural bed and breakfast. This is actually not that different than the fake one, to be honest. So if I had not fucked up the directed by, it could have been believable.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have copy and pasted these and just cut out those parts and then read them from scratch. But, you know.
It's all right, man.
It is what it is. It's hard to read that so quickly.
You did quite a bit for this episode already, so we'll allow it.
Well, I put a lot of prompts, but ChatGPT did the heavy lifting for this episode, and we would not like to thank ChatGPT because we are not sponsored by them. So, yeah, give us your money if you have it, ChatGPT. So, yeah, that's going to wrap up this episode, guys. Hope you enjoyed our little last-minute episode where we threw everything together. Hope we got to open a discussion a little bit about ChatGPT and AI. You know, everybody's going to be using these sorts of tools a lot in the coming future. So if you're not hip, you are going to lose your fucking job. I don't know. Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, you know, you can follow us on Instagram. All posts by us, not by bots. At Interesting Discussion, you see tons of guest posts, videos, all stuff made by these four humans right here. And, if you like what you heard, you can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer Podcasts, YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts from, man. You know what the vibes are. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.